Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics.
Alive, it's alive.
The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And alive, 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 or dying. Mark Esper, who is a former Secretary of Defense, he was the last Secretary of Defense for President Trump. And he's a great public servant and a terrific guy. He has a column in the Washington Post that says that America's all-volunteer force is slowly dying. Why? Why is it so difficult to find suitable people and then to recruit them for the military? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also be talking about a very ambitious homeless program that has just collapsed. It has been terminated because it involves such a profound waste of money. We'll be talking to people from the Washington Policy Council who have taken a look at King County, Washington's disastrously expensive and dysfunctional homeless problem. Then we'll also be reviewing a big new all-star comedy movie about playing in the stock market called Dumb Money, and a new film by Sean Penn, starring Sean Penn and Volodymyr Zelensky. Yes, it's about the war in Ukraine, and it's a fairly remarkable film called Superpower. We'll get to those. But first up, we have a call of the week.
Call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
The winner is Jason, who called in from Philadelphia back in September of 2014. That was before Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. Guess what? Nomination for president, it needs a little bit of context. And the context is because the call of the week was a response to something I had said. And what I had said was something in response to Hillary Clinton's statements. And just to hear those statements very briefly.
I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
And with that, and some follow-up remarks, Hillary Clinton becomes a controversial household name.
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my profession, which I entered before my husband was in public life.
Okay, and then I made these comments back in 2014. Bill Clinton spoke together with his wife. What's his wife's name? Forget. She was home in the White House baking cookies. I know that there are rumors about her. Anyway, Bill Clinton was speaking together with a presidential candidate in all but a formal announcement, Hillary Rodham Clinton, at the steak fry out in Iowa. And then... because of the comments I just made, Jason called in from Philadelphia. Listen.
I'd like to address the comment that was made about Hillary Clinton. Why in the world do Republicans think they're not going to alienate women by the words they choose to describe the deeds that people such as Hillary have attained in our society? But she's a cookie cooker. She's not an important woman. How silly of you. How absolutely absurd.
Hold
you
on.
Know what you were doing.
How dare you say that?
No,
let me explain.
You knew what you were doing. You simply said she's a cookie cooker at the house.
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my profession.
Woman of the Year, adored by most women throughout the world.
She's like the wind.
She was a two-time state senator.
She rides at night next to me.
Also Secretary of State, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that she might have cooked cookies in her kitchen during her stay as a state senator and a Secretary of State.
Cookies made with real eggs and brown sugar.
Even though women march into the polling and tell their husbands they're voting Republican, don't kid yourself.
Jason, are you there?
I am.
Have you ever heard of such a thing as a sense of humor?
What's the matter with you people? I was joking!
No, it's a sense of humor when there's a chuckle and a guffaw. It wasn't done sarcastically. As Republican state senators mock and cajole women, they are not stupid. We know what you're doing.
We know what you're up to.
They aren't the little woman that sits in her kitchen cooking cookies.
Yes, women workers do present problems.
Women scare me.
Well, maybe the women are scared too, Joe.
There's a woman out there who has served a two-term senator. As a matter of fact, the most popular senator in the state of New York of all time.
We don't have a man with her qualifications.
If you treat her right...
What do you mean, treat her right?
What's wrong with her?
She's a woman, isn't she?
Hillary Clinton?
You are ridiculous. Republicans are ridiculous. You're cutting your own throat, and I am so very happy. Have a wonderful, idiotic world. You simply said she's a cookie cooker.
The time has come for this cookie!
I still, and all these years later, this is not 9 years ago, all these years later, I still can't believe it. My reference to her being home and baking cookies was a reference to her comment, not to her reality. And, again, by the way, I do remember that, in law school, and I knew Hillary in law school, and she was actually a very nice person, and on one particular occasion we had a classmate, by the way, who's recently passed away, who was very depressed because of something that happened with his girlfriend, and Hillary came in and brought him some cookies that she had baked. And she did that. She was a first-year law student. And... No marijuana in them that I know of. But, again, it's also Jason thinks that it's an insult for people to bake cookies. My son likes to bake cookies. Does anything wrong with him? Again, don't answer, please. This is an extraordinary development. Coming up, another extraordinary development that we will get to, which is that homelessness data reveal reasons for the collapse of King County's outreach program to the unhoused. Discovery Institute has taken a look at the program and found out in 2022, it spent $20,000 for each person housed, a figure that has risen to $26,000 this year in 2023. Why? What's it spent on, actually? We will get to that and more with the Discovery Institute coming up on the MedVet Show.
Michael Medved.
Look him in the eye and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Get away from me.
We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Everybody recognizes we have a problem with too many people who are what is called homeless. There are people experiencing homelessness, or they're unhoused, but they are everywhere, certainly everywhere in King County, where the city of Seattle and the county that contains the city of Seattle are considered to be among the most intensely concentrated places for homelessness anywhere in the United States. So there recently was a very ambitious King County outreach program meant to deal with providing housing for people living on the streets and in parks and under freeway overpasses. How did it go? That has been analyzed as part of the Center on Wealth and Poverty's job at the Washington Policy Council. The program coordinator is Caitlin Axe, who is part of Discovery Institute's Center on Wealth and Poverty in Seattle. She's a recent graduate of the University of Washington, where she studied biochemistry and ethics. Caitlin, thanks for joining us. So what did we find out about the program, outreach program for the homeless, and how it worked out?
Yeah, thank you for having me. The numbers in our report show that this Seattle government-run homelessness program was a very expensive failure. The program wasted millions of dollars prior to its collapse. Actually, earlier this week, it was shut down. They received $10 million in private and public investments in 2022, many of those coming from big foundations and corporations. And a year later, they had only housed 115 people, which is far from success.
What does that come to exactly? I haven't done the math quickly. How much were they spending per person?
So it was costing them $26,000 per person moved into permanent housing. And to put that into perspective, we looked at some local nonprofits like the Salvation Army and the Union Gospel Mission, who are doing similar work, and they're getting people into housing for about $2,000 a person. So compared to $26,000 per person, that's a fraction of the price tag.
Okay, this is more than 10-to-1, the difference, right? Where did that $26,000 go? Did that go for counseling? Did it go for actually paying the rent ahead of time? How do you end up spending $26,000 to put someone into a domicile?
That's a great question and exactly what we were asking. And the truth is the vast majority of this cost was going towards the salaries for outreach workers doing this work. And nonprofits like Union Gospel Mission and Salvation Army are paying their workers about half of what was being paid by the government for this.
Okay. Is that just because they're paying individuals less or because they have a different approach?
Well, it's probably both. Look, our position is, you know, if the outcomes are there, then great, pay a fair wage for that. But likely this disparity between the government programs and the nonprofits really has to do with whether or not we're addressing the root causes of homelessness. So mental illness, addiction, and broken relationships. And we think that that's how we're going to solve this problem. And Union Gospel Mission and Salvation Army, we're doing a far better job of that.
So what's going to happen now that the King County Outreach Program, it's after having collected, you said, $20 million, does it have any money left or is that money all spent?
So it was $10 million. I think it actually went up to $11 million at the start of this year. And they say they've run out of funding. From my research, I can't actually account for about $3 to $5 million in that spending. So there's a lot to still be uncovered here. But our takeaway is we need to stop supporting organizations that are not effective and are not spending money well. And we need to be pouring our support into the ones that are doing a good job.
Do you know Caitlin Axe, she's a program coordinator to the Center on Wealth and Poverty at Washington Policy Center. What's the Discovery Institute, pardon me?
Yes.
And at Discovery Institute, do you have the latest estimates of the homeless population in King County? How many people are qualified as homeless?
The last count was over 13,000 people experiencing homelessness in King County. And when the government program started, they said that they could get it down to 30 people in downtown, and we have not come close to that.
So if you're dealing with 13,000 people and you're dealing with $26,000 per person, that kind of amounts to real money, doesn't it? Do we have even a guesstimate of what we're talking about?
I don't have a number on that math, but what I do know is that if you have $10 million in investments, which they did, you should have been able to make a much bigger dent in the crisis that we're seeing.
Okay, to make a bigger dent, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. Well, at Discovery Institute, we think it's addressing the root causes behind homelessness. This failure is really of this government program is a reflection of a larger failure of our national federal housing policy, which is housing first. And it says if we just keep spending money to put more and more people alone and isolated in free housing, we'll solve the problem. And we're not going to solve the problem that way. We need to be addressing mental illness and addiction and broken relationships.
So what you're saying is the important thing here is changing people and not necessarily just changing the setting in which they live their lives.
Yeah, that definitely has to be part of it.
Okay. And the main reason for the collapse of this program would be simply its ineffectiveness?
They say they ran out of funding. We know that the mayor of Seattle expressed a lot of disappointment in the program, so it's not entirely clear what the exact cause was, but I know that at Discovery we've been putting a lot of pressure on this agency and asking a lot of questions, and that's really our aim, is to hold them accountable.
Well, I certainly wish you good luck with that. People can read the report at our website, a report on the homelessness data revealing the reasons for the collapse of a King County outreach program. Caitlin Axe is the program coordinator. Greatly appreciate your good work on this issue. Again, go to michaelmedved.com and you can find out more about it and all of the good, indispensable work of the Discovery Institute. Coming up, we'll talk about something else that is experiencing great pressure, potential collapse, which is recruiting for America's armed forces and the all-volunteer force we've had for 50 years. We'll get to that coming up.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. United Auto Workers have initiated strikes spanning from California to Pennsylvania. UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines, focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as the company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. The White House pressing Congress to pass funding legislation and avert a shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far the House isn't doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people,
It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
Congress must pass a funding bill by month's end to prevent a shutdown. The global release of the iPhone 15 drawing crowds today. The base iPhone 15 priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A former Defense Secretary of the United States, Mark T. Esper, has written a column for the Washington Post where he says America's all-volunteer force is slowly dying, and unless we take action soon to reverse the trend, we are putting our nation's future security at risk. 50 years ago, and it was 50 years ago this year, the Nixon administration at the time made a decision to end the peacetime draft and to go for something that conservative economists had talked about for a long time. Milton Friedman talked about an all-volunteer army. And the all-volunteer army has seemed to work out well. We continue to have the finest military in the world. But this year, writes Mark Esper, former defense secretary, the all-volunteer force's 50th has been another tough one for military recruiting. The largest services will all miss their recruiting targets. The Army, which fell short last year by 15,000 recruits, 25% short of its annual goal, expects to fall short by over 15% this year. The Navy and Air Force will also miss their marks by thousands. Experts point to a variety of reasons, such as insufficient pay and benefits, a difficult work-life balance, fear of personal harm, and a relatively good job market that's providing alternatives to people. Some on the right say military wokeness is the problem. Some on the left blame sexual assault and discrimination in the ranks. Military professionals tell me, says Mark Esper, all these factors are at play. But even if these issues were fixed, the all-volunteer force's long-term decline would continue. Why? Okay, this is just mind-boggling. The fact is, the pool of Americans 17 to 24 who can qualify and are actually interested in serving continues to shrink. When I was Army Secretary in 2017, 71% of these 34 million young people could not meet the military's entry requirements, mostly because of obesity, drug abuse, and physical and mental health problems. That number is even higher now. About half of the 23% remaining who are eligible to serve today decide to attend college. At the same time, the share of the entire cohort with a propensity to serve has dropped from 13% to 9%. That leaves fewer than 500,000 potential recruits. It's hard to believe that a nation of 333 million people can't produce a larger pool. The numbers are still heading all in the wrong direction, driven by broader cultural and lifestyle trends, he writes, and a society unfamiliar with the 0.5% of their fellow citizens who defend them. When the draft ended in 1973, many young people at least had a family connection to the armed forces, someone who could explain military life. Today, that number is far lower, creating a knowledge gap that inhibits most from even considering service. It also explains why nearly 80% of today's recruits have a relative who has served. In other words, if you've had someone who has served in the Army who you know well, like in my case, my father and my uncle and various cousins, my first cousin, and, yes. But then if 80% of today's recruits have a relative who has served, the people who don't have a relative who have served are not part of what's become a military caste which seems to have emerged over time, further isolating the military from society and undermining civilian-military relations. The White House and Congress, writes Secretary Esper, need to work together to reverse the slide. They could begin by setting up a bipartisan commission of esteemed leaders, much as was done in 1969 to create the all-volunteer force, but this time the mission would not be to create an all-volunteer force, but to save it. To do that, the commissioners would have to focus on two key issues: increasing the pool of young people qualified to serve and raising their interest in doing so. And it's fascinating here. He mentions JROTC, Junior ROTC. I was in Junior ROTC in 10th grade in high school. This is a proven program that not only helps teenagers develop important life skills, but also familiarizes them with the military. I loved JROTC. I really did. Went away for a spring vacation encampment with the Junior ROTC. He says it should be expanded nationally with its own funding to ensure better geographic representation and opportunity for all. Today, fewer than 20% of high schools offer JROTC. It was very different years and years ago when I was in high school. At the same time, Congress must once and for all give military recruiters the same access to U.S. high schools that colleges and prospective employers enjoy. This is not happening, and many young adults are being denied a credible career path as a result. And then he mentions that our elected leaders must also educate and inspire our youths by addressing their concerns and misconceptions, extolling the virtues of military duty, and discussing the benefits and opportunities that come with service. They should also seek the assistance of sports figures, entertainers, and others who exert influence over young Americans to help promote these messages. What a different world it was. If you remember, one of the big events that I remember from my childhood was when Elvis Presley got drafted and went into the Army, interrupted his literally multi-billion dollar entertainment career to serve our country. With threats from China and elsewhere growing, writes Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, we cannot ignore this issue. Most solutions will take years to bear fruit, he writes, but if we are to deter war, if we are to be victorious, if war comes, and safeguard our democracy, we will need to maintain a sizable, high-quality force of volunteers. That means today's leaders must act now to entice the next generation of Americans to serve their country. I don't know if entice is the right word. Maybe the word should be inspire. But this is an important column. And when you look at the numbers and the fact that almost three-fourths of the young people who would be at the normal age for service are ineligible to serve, this is a very real problem. One of the things that will help to focus the problem is a new movie. And by the way, in terms of Navy recruiting for naval aviators, and think about the impact of the Top Gun movies, particularly the recent one, where apparently many people saw that imagery and were deeply moved to serve their country. And that can happen with a film. There's a film right now about serving your country, but it's a film that tells about circumstances very far from the United States and very different from the United States, though involving our government and private citizens. Sean Penn has made a movie called Superpower. Is the superpower the U.S.? No. Is the superpower Russia? Absolutely not. The superpower is Ukraine. And what is the power? The power he talks about in his film about the Ukraine war is Ukrainian unity. Is the film worth seeing? We will get to that. We'll review it. Also, a comedy with lots of stars called Dumb Money, about people who just can't resist playing the stock market. And what happens to them when they become wildly successful. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No. Say you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved Show, looking forward to a peaceful and joyous and meaningful Sabbath, which comes up beginning tonight. Then on Monday, we have the holiest day of the Jewish year. It's Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which also means the Day of Return, where the whole idea is that people can return to being more who we should be. It's a serious day, but part of what is also at the same time a very festive, hopeful New Year season. It's a 10-day New Year season from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah to the very end of the fast day of Yom Kippur, which is Monday. We wish everybody, regardless of your religious association, if any, a wonderful start and fresh and meaningful and constructive beginnings. Okay, meanwhile, you might kick off that New Year's season or terminate the New Year's season next week or over the weekend with the latest from Hollywood. There's one very serious movie, which we will get to, serious and moving, and one comedy. You know it's a comedy because the movie's called Dumb Money. And what does it mean? It's the opposite of smart money. It's supposed to be about a David and Goliath story where a bunch of random, mostly younger investors who follow a very unlikely internet guru who is played by Paul Dano. The name of that guru, it's a true story, is Keith Gill, who had a website called Roaring Kitty. And in his Roaring Kitty website, he started promoting a stock that ended up making millions of dollars for people, featured in this dramatization of Dumb Money.
Yo, what up, everybody? Roaring Kitty here. I'm going to pick a stock and talk about why I think it's interesting, and that stock is GameStop.
I love this guy.
Retail traders have hooked into GameStop.
I think they think it's a good investment. It looks like there's one guy driving all the buying. Dumb money, man.
Happy to take it.
How much did we make today? $5 million.
How much did we lose today? $1 billion.
Is the craziest I think I've ever seen.
Everything okay?
$11 million? What are you going to do? Get a Ferrari?
Okay, there was no real logical reason why this GameStop fury hit. And this film tells the story. It's based on a book And it features a lot of real-life people played by a pretty starry cast. Paul Dano is the main character, Keith Gill, and his brother is played by Pete Davidson, who's actually very funny in the movie. Vincent D'Onofrio plays a important Wall Street titan named Cohen. And there's also Anthony Ramos, Sebastian Stan, Shailene Woodley, who plays the main character's wife, and Seth Rogen playing another Wall Street exploiter named Plotkin. The film has its funny moments because the cast is talented, but you don't really know anything about the characters. And a lot of the characters, they just try to show you how this impacted different people. And the only thing you really find out about them is their net worth. They have little subtitles that give you the name of the character and then the amount of net worth, which is sometimes leaving people deeply in debt. And sometimes the net worth is bigger and it changes. Unless you really do know the rules of the stock market and what it means to short stock and the way that the entire thing operates, this film is difficult to follow. It is not easy at all. And again, the acquaintance with the characters, even the most central characters, is very, very superficial. Yes, people will laugh a little bit. But in terms of being touched, you'll only be noticing that the use of F-words is just extremely promiscuous. It's out there in every scene. F-words and S-words in various tough languages. So it's rated R and gets 2 stars from The Medved Show. And that brings us to another film, which is about as different as a film could be. The film is called Superpower, and it is a film that is produced and stars Sean Penn. And Sean Penn actually had already established some relationships in Ukraine. He has tried to help, going to various trouble spots, sometimes embarrassingly, and sometimes very successfully, to floods, to earthquakes in Haiti. He's a charitably minded guy, despite his Hollywood prominence. And he happened to be in Ukraine at the time, the very moment that Russia launched its evil invasion. All of it's captured on film, featuring Sean Penn and someone who becomes a buddy of his, Volodymyr Zelensky. Listen.
We need Americans to understand the price we have to pay to be free.
This is about vengeance. Putin's angry. This country wants to divorce itself from Russia forever, and he wants it back.
When you step into a country of such incredible unity, you realize what we've all been missing.
We're in agreement.
We absolutely agree.
Okay, there is a some incredibly moving and some very disturbing footage. The film is not officially rated, but with some of the footage showing dead and mutilated bodies and destroyed buildings and some of the impact of the war on Ukraine, Sean Penn went back on many occasions and even had a lengthy series of sit-down conversations with President Zelensky. Of course, he was interested in Zelensky partially because Zelensky's background is in show business. And some of the most interesting footage in the film shows you some of what his TV show looked like when he was a comedian. He's a pretty good dancer, too. But the film is long. And it feels long, and it feels incomplete because, of course, we don't know how this war is going to turn out. I do think that if there are people who are sympathetic to the Putin side, watching Superpower should give you some very important background. One of the things it does is it shows the whole history of independent Ukraine beginning in 1991 and the Budapest Accords and the Orange Revolution at Maidan and the history of corrupt leaders and the way that Zelensky has changed everything. The intersection of politics and personal experience and feeling is movingly portrayed. It is one of these films that can change your point of view, could even change your life. Certainly changes my point of view and level of respect for Sean Penn. He deserves credit for the film, and despite the fact that the ending hasn't been written yet. For Superpower, the name of the film, it's streaming on Paramount Plus, and it is highly recommended. 3 stars. It's certainly a remarkable documentary that actually puts you very close to history and gives you much better context than most Americans have on this particular public issue. Next week, we're going to be taking a look inside the next Republican revolution. Michael Hirsch is joining us on Tuesday. He's a writer for Politico who says that whether Trump wins or not, the GOP is planning a renewed assault on the deep state and the bureaucratic establishment in Washington, D.C. Can conservatives, he asks, train enough loyalists to get the job done? We'll talk to him about that. And everybody knows the term witch hunt now. It's a phrase that President Trump likes to use. But what about the original witch hunt? Bill O'Reilly has a new book. We'll be speaking to Bill O'Reilly. His new book is part of the Killing series. It's called Killing the Witches. And yes, it's about the Salem witch trial. We'll be speaking about the GOP debate, which is coming up Wednesday, preparing for it, reacting to it. Also, the tyranny of the minority. There are 2 Harvard professors who have written a book saying the real danger to American democracy is not one party or another. It's the whole disregard of majority rule. That and much more, all coming up next week in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.